The late Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis entered this world one full decade ahead of me. While I learned long division in state capitals in elementary school, he would be among the first freedom riders to risk his life to end segregation. While I was learning, erroneously, that the 15th Amendment guaranteed blacks the right to vote, he would suffer a fractured skull from a police officer, determined to prove otherwise. I have often wondered, as I look back on my youth, if I would have had the moral and physical courage of John Lewis. I seriously doubt it. My conservative parents were quick to admonish me to stay out of trouble and not get in the way. Thankfully, that era produced a person like John Lewis, who actually sought out good trouble and would, many times, deliberately get in the way of injustice, inequality, and discrimination. This year, I will honor him by exercising a right he was prepared to die for, the right to vote. I hope everyone who cares about his legacy will do the same. I'm Jim Klein, and that is my perspective.